There we are. We're recording. And the reason we're recording is because it's Happy Thursday. And don't you know that on Thursday, we talk B2B on the Guy R. Cook Report. And my friend Calvin, right there.
Good morning, Guy.
I love being able to point in the... You know how when the blab reverses everything? If we do this with Screencast Mac, when I point that way, it's that way. If I go like that, I can do the... Watch this. The Guy R. Cook Report show notes, you know, they're on Podbean, right? Watch. There it is, just like magic. So if you need the show notes, and you will today, it's a great show note, just one single topic, social media calendars, what I'm trying to say, for your B2B branding. Building the brand, part of the mix is doing SEO properly to get your brand recognized, but you also have to engage, form that community through social media so people will adopt your brand, your service, your PDF editing if you're Tish, that type of thing. So in the show notes today, there's just going to be one link, and it's a lady whose last name I forgot to write down. Chloe wrote up this document. It's a PDF file. It contains 6 items for every day of the week. If you make the first column Monday, the second, they're not labeled that way, but I do it mentally. Then you immediately have a visual aid, if you will. Although, see, what was I going to talk about on Friday? Oh, yeah, the personality. Introduce the company, this show, and so forth. Our social-only promos. We talked this morning, Kelvin and I talked about doing promos that are just evergreen. Like, hey, it's Thursday. Are you going to watch the Guy R. Cook Report? You know, some little quick thing like that that we can make and be evergreen. So any Thursday, it doesn't matter what day of the week it is. So maybe for your policies, or your policies, for your products, your services, those evergreen promotions that you can do into social will come right off the sheet. It'll be a great, great asset, I think, to have for any B2B campaign. So, in order to keep our show short and sweet, we talked about the Guy R. Cook Report, and now we have to do the shout-outs for the Guy R. Cook Report, which I know, the queen of everything, my wife, says those are too long, so we'll try to be shorter. Big thank you to the man with the plan, the company that likes to clean, Edinburgh, Scotland's one, the only, Fraser Ramsey. Thanks for the graphic that you made some months ago and said, you know, we could call it the Cook Report. And at that time, we thought we could. Then we did a little SEO research. No, not so much. We have to be the Guy R. Cook Report to be number one in search. And now I think you can even do the hashtag, right? And just do Guy R. Cook Report, and it'll come up. So, that being said, thank you to Edinburgh Dusters. If you need some cleaning done and you're on that side of the ocean, give them a call. Big thank you to that side of the ocean, by the way. We just looked at stats the other day. 16% of our audience is in the UK.
That's good numbers, isn't it? Good numbers.
It's almost enough to push me to my fake British accent. And so anyway... Big thanks to Blab. Their interface makes this possible. We had some technical glitches this morning, but it's in the beta, so there's going to be times when that happens. And thanks to the people that came and joined us in chat to see the show live. They're going to get that link before any of you did. The people that are in their car radio listening on their way to work this morning, they'll have to wait till they get home to click the link, right? To see us on YouTube, by virtue of the interface that we're recording this with in Screencast-O-Matic, great program, then we're able to upload it into YouTube and have this be a video and an audio. And Twit TV is calling them netcast. I don't know if that word's ever going to catch on, but if it does, we have a netcast. Thank you to Stitcher, to Spreaker, to Podbean, which puts us into iTunes automatically, and all the other archives and repositories. I was commenting to Kelvin, I think yesterday or the day before, that there's sites in the stats I didn't even know we're on. You know, they're going out and they're scraping the RSS feed out of Podbean and putting us into their archives, and there's no charge for that, and thank God. So thanks to all of those people as well. And the show notes... If you get time, take a look at the Guy R. Cook Report evaluation question. Big thanks to Friends Just Chatting. It's a channel on Blab every weekday morning. You go in there and just chat with people from all over the world. It's not a hard thing to do. And Godspeed to Jorvik. Get better. And he's recovering from an operation. Can you imagine a robotic operation? And so you wake up from anesthesia and you see all these mechanical things. Ooh, it would scare me to death. Thanks to Facebook. Thanks to Twitter. Follow us both. And on that note, in order to keep it short and sweet, I will say those three magic words. It's a wrap.